This also, they have a right to stop. They don't have to fast the three tinuses during these days. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud on the base. On top, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonim, Al Yoymer Odom, a person should not say Talmudani. I'm only a Talmud, I'm only a student, and therefore, ain't a royal Elias Yochid. I'm not considered a Yochid, somebody that could start fasting. Like the Mishnah just said, when it comes Yud Zayin V'Marcheshvan, and no rain came down yet, so then the Yechidim start to fast. They start to dive into Hashem, that rain should start coming down. So a Talmud, a person that's learning Gemara, like we'll soon see what a Talmud means, he should not say, I'm only a Talmud and I'm not a Yochid, but rather he should also start fasting. Ela kol Talmud Chochem Yechidim. Rather, any Talmud Chochem, any Talmud, any student that's learning Torah, he is considered like a Yochid, that he also should start fasting on Yud Zayin V'Marcheshvan. Now the Gemara explains, Zehu Yochid V'Zehu Talmud. What's the difference? What's called a real Yochid? That he like has a Chiyuv to start fasting on Yud Zayin B'Marcheshvan. And what's called the Talmud, like Mashmi, he just should do it, but Mashmi, not that he really has a chiyuv to do it. What's the difference? So the Gemara explains like this. Yochid is called Shiroi L'Maisai Parnas Al Atzibur. A Yochid means a real big Talmud Chacham, that he can answer any place you ask him from, and he's right to be appointed to be a leader over the Tzibur. Talmud means Kol Shiroi L'Maisai Dvar Halacha B'Limudai V'Yaymer. A Talmud means just, he just knows the one Masechta that he's learning. Whatever he's learning right now, if you ask him, he'll be able to answer you. That's called like a Talmud. V'yafilu b'Masechta D'Kala. Even if it's only an easy Masechta that he's learning right now, but as long as at least he can answer you for what he's learning right now, that's called the Talmud, that he also should start fasting when it comes Yud Zayin B'Marcheshvan. Tana Rabban, wasn't a price like this? Leikol Aroit Selase Satzma Yochid Oisa. Not whoever, this is the Machlokes now. One holds, Leikol Aroit Selase Satzma Yochid Oisa. Not whoever wants to make himself like a Yochid to start fasting, he's not allowed to. Talmud Oisa. The same thing, you're not allowed to make yourself like a Talmud. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. In other words, if you're not really a Talmud Chacham, if you're not really learning, or you're not a Talmud even, you should not start fasting on Yud Zayin B'Marcheshvan. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, no, Oiser, you're allowed to do it. Whoever wants to, if he wants to fast on Yud Zayin B'Marcheshvan, he's allowed to start fasting. V'zoch l'toiv, and if we remember for the good, he's doing something good. Why? L'fi Shein Shvachuloi, he's not doing something to praise himself. In other words, we'll think he's like a Bagaivanik, he wants to show off. He's doing something that's painful for himself, therefore he's allowed to do it. We don't look as if he's being a Baal Gaivinik, he's doing something just to show off, but rather he means it l'shmo. Tan Yidach, we learned something, we learned another price like this. This is Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza's shita. Not anybody could go and make himself like a Yochid, like a Talmud. In other words, if you're not a Yochid or you're not a Talmud, you should not start fasting on Yud Zayin B'Marcheshvan. Rather, it looks like a Baal Gaivinik, like you just want to show off if you're doing it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, though, when is this said, V'dover Shel Shvach? When do we say you're only doing something to show off, it's not right? That's if you're doing something that could be praised for it. It's something, a Shvach, it's a praise for yourself. Abel V'dover Shel Tzar, but like here by fasting, where it's only painful to yourself, then you are allowed to do it. Whoever wants to, he's allowed to start fasting on Yud Zayin B'Marcheshvan now, if the rain did not start to come down in Eretz Yisrael. V'zochol HaToiv, and we remember him for the good. Shein Shvachu Loi, because what he's doing is not really appraised himself. El Tzarhu Loi, he's only giving himself some pain. He's doing it, you're doing something painful. We don't say you're a Baal Gaivinik, you're doing it to show off, but rather you're doing it l'shmo. Tana Rabbonin, we wanted a brace like this. Mi Shehoyim Mistane Al Atzora. If somebody was mekabel upon himself to fast, because something bad was happening, with a big tsar going around, a big plague was coming around, v'yovro, and in the middle of the fast, the plague went away. Or else, alachola, somebody started to fast because somebody was sick in the family, and he wanted, like, daven to Hashem, Hashem should heal him, v'nisrape, and then the chola became well, got healed up. He's a reza misana mashlim. He still has to fast, and if he got well in the middle of the fast, he still has to finish fasting. Or since you were makavah, you accepted upon yourself to fast, you have a chiv now to fast one day, even though the tsar or the chayla got well, still you have to fast. Ha-hoylech, somebody is going. me mokum from one town, Shein Misanin. In your town where you lived until now, the desdin there was not grazed with tainus on the tibur. But you're going now, lemokum shein misanin. You're going now into a new city, where in that city, let's say a plague is going on, something bad is happening there, that the desdin there was grazed with everybody in the city should fast. Is harezeh misani moim. You have to fast with them. Since now you're going into that city, you go to Chumrah, and you have to fast with them. What about the opposite way? Mimokam shemisanin, lemokam shemisanin. You're in a city now that there's a plague, that the Bezdin said everybody should fast there, and you decided to move to go to another city, where there everything is okay, and there they don't have to fast. The Lacha is still harezeh misana. You should still fast. Since you were in the place when they were going through the tainis, you should still fast. Umashlim, and you have to finish the fast day. What about shochach v'ochal v'shosa? Let's say in the middle of the fast day you forgot and you ate and you drank. Halacha is al yisroi b'fnei tzibur. Don't look well in front of the rest of the tzibur as if to say you're feeling okay. You ate today. Don't show them. You'll make them jealous upon you. V'al yinig idunim b'yatzmoi. And you're not allowed to like continue having pleasure to yourself. In other words, you still have to continue the day of fast, even though you ate. You by mistake you ate, you drank. And this is halacha by tainis tzibur. That even though you forgot and you started to eat, it's not cool like you mevatel the tainus, but you still have to continue fasting the rest of the day. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yaakov Labonav. Yaakov told his children, Lomot Yisroel. Like when Yaakov told his sons to go down to the shrine to get oichel, to get food, even though really they had enough food, but he didn't want the goyim around there to be jealous of them. It's like, Lomot Yisroel, why should we show off? Is Omalem Yaakov Labonav. Yaakov told his children, Al tiru atzmechem, don't show off, don't show yourself. Kishatem tzveim when you are satisfied. Loi b'fnei Esav, not in front of Esav. The loi b'fnei Yishmuel, not in front of Yishmuel. Kidei shlo yiskarna b'chem, that they should not become jealous of you and start off and give you problems. To see this Indian, that you're not supposed to like show off to make yourself be satisfied in front of other people that are like hungry, that are fasting. But the Pasuk says that Yosef told his brothers, Al tiru d'zuba derech, they don't fight on the road. When he told the brothers, go down, go back to your father, to Yaakov Avinu, and tell him to come down to Mitzrayim, he told them, Atirguz Ubaderech. He's Omer Rebeleza. Omer Lehem Yosef Liochid. Yosef told his brothers, Atis Asku B'dvar Halacha. When you're traveling on the road, don't be Yosef, don't talk in learning. Why? In the Dvar Halacha, in learning, Koshem Atirguz Walechem Aderech. Maybe, like, you'll start to learn so strong, you'll have fights between one another in learning, and you won't be able to travel. So therefore, don't learn when you're traveling to go bring your father or to get your father. For the Gemara, ain't it's not that way. Like, how could Yosef tell his brothers this? For Yomer Ebeloyi Babrachia, that Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Shemahalchim Baderech, we have two Talmidei Chachamim going on the road. V'yein V'nayim Divrei Torah, when they're not talking and learning, when they're traveling together, is Ruyim Lisarif, it's worthy for them to be burnt up. In other words, you are supposed to talk and learning. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yihi Heima Holchim, that since there was a dibur between them, therefore the fire just separated, went in between them. The Gemara says, "Time more dika dibur." You know why it didn't burn them up? It just went in between them because there was dibur. They were talking and learning. Mash moholeka dibur. If they would not be talking and learning, then we say ruyim lisoref. It was worthy for them to be burnt up. To say here, if you're walking in the road and you're a Talmud Chacham and you're not talking and learning, it's a very bad thing. So how could Yosef tell his brothers not to talk and learning? So Mora says, like Kashi, there's no stira, I'll tell you. Hol migras, hol leyune. If you just want to be gurus to learn easy, like learn Mishnah, is just to learn something easy, that you're allowed to and that you're supposed to when you're going on the way talk and learning. But leyune, to talk deep, to understand, to be misbeinin, to use to really think into it deeply, that you should not do on the road. Because then you won't be able to travel, that's no good. The Masnisa Tony in the Brisa says like this, this is what Joseph told his brothers, Al tasiyu psiyagasa, don't take big steps. Vehechnisu cham al yir, and make sure when you're traveling, only when the sun is still out. And go in, like large, before the sun goes down. Now, Al tasiyu psiyagasa, he told them, don't take big steps when you're traveling. The Yom Marcos, we learned like this. Psiya gasa noiteles echod michomesh meyos mi moir einer shalodim. Because big step takes away 1/500 of your eyesight. Therefore, it's bad for the eyesight to take big steps. So Yosef told his brothers, don't take big steps on the road. And then secondly, v'echnisu chamal yir, make sure you come into the city to lodge when the sun is still out. In other words, don't travel by nighttime. K'drav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Yehuda in the name of Rav said, li'olam yetz yodim chitoiv. A person should leave to travel when it's chitoiv, when it's good, when it's light outside. V'yikones b'chitoiv. And make sure you come into lodge also when it's still light, when it's still chitoiv outside. Shenemla, the Pasuk says, ha'boike or v'hanoshim sholchoy. That the boike or, when it came light outside, that's when they first started to travel. Mashmi should only travel when it's light, and not travel at night time when it's dark, because it's bad for ganovim, it's dangerous then, it's bad you may not know the road, you may fall in ditches, so don't travel at night, rather just by daytime. Right, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yechiya, Hamahalech Baderech, if somebody is going on the road, traveling on the road, Al Yoichal Yoise Mishnei Raven, he should not eat too much before you travel, just as much as people eat in a hungry year. My time, what's the reason? How come you shouldn't eat too much before you travel on the road? Is Hachi here in Bobo, they learned like this. Targimo mishumayna. They said because there's problems of the digestive system. It's no good for the stomach, like, to have too much food in it when it's traveling. Therefore, don't eat too much before you start to travel. B'marova Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they said like this. Mishum mizayni. It's no good because if you eat too much now, you'll be used to eating a lot. And it could be on the road, you won't find enough food to eat. And it'll be no good for you. So therefore, start off right now not eating so much. It won't be so bad for you later. Mar says, my benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? My benayu. Have the Gemara, one reason is, one nachmina is, the yasvi barva.